Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it's the Monday show. Okay, so how was your weekend? Did you have any fun? Of course you had fun. It's the weekend. But people's weekends are very anymore. I talk about this all the time, so we'll get into that one. We're going to talk about compassion. We're going to talk about the law of attraction. We're going to talk about how compassion, what the difference between compassion and kindness, a little definition about compassion. I have some other articles. They're kind of related, but not quite related. I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about whatever they want to talk about. They don't always talk about the theme that I'm on, but yeah, they like to. So we have different things to discuss, but I thought about compassion. And I'm thinking about compassion as it applies to yourself, and we'll get into that a little bit, and how that applies to manifesting everything you want in your life. We won't talk about all that. I see I have a caller you've been holding for a while, 256 area code. I'll be with you in a minute. So let's see if we can delve into that and see if your situation, a little compassion can be applied to you, right? Yeah, I'll take the call. Then I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. Then we'll jump into some of the articles. If anybody else wants to hear from if your ancestors, for one, you know, those are some famous person in the non-physical world. If you're interested in that, we can do that. But the theme is around compassion and applying it. And I'll get into the definition of between compassion and what is the other thing? Oh, yeah, kindness. What's the difference? There's a little bit of a difference. There's a lot of words that are very similar. And sympathy, compassion, kindness, empathy, they're all kind of interrelated, aren't they? In some way. So we'll break it down a little bit. Okay, so we're having fun. So I'll take a call. And then we'll jump more into this topic if I can find my way back to where I was. Okay, here I am. So 256 area code, if you're still there, I always give you a little heads up in case you wandered off into the kitchen to get a bite to eat or something to drink or something. Okay, so 256. Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. You're going to have to speak up just a touch, a little bit, please. And whom am I talking to?
My name is Kimberly.
Kimberly. Have we talked before, Kimberly?
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Kimberlys out there, right? There's more than one,
yep.
I think. More than one. But you don't go by Kim. You like Kimberly, right?
I do.
You do. And so what's on Kimberly's mind today?
Well, I looked at your topic. And I was interested. And before I even looked on Blog Talk, I was just thinking to myself that I have a son and I'm nurturing with my son. And then I had the same thought. I said, well, I need to be as nurturing with myself.
Right.
But sometimes I'm not. I'm really hard on myself most of the time, but I have to stop that. So.
Why are you hard on yourself?
I think I'm hard on myself because of the way I grew up.
That's so true. So true. We only know what we know, right?
Right. Right.
So how can you show more compassion to yourself?
Do you want an
answer on that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Give me an answer.
Well, first of all, you have to identify the feelings, okay? Like, let's say you're feeling sad or what? Give me a feeling that when you're hard on yourself, what are you feeling like? What's the feeling that you're going through?
Anger.
Okay. So then you have to identify the anger, okay? The source mm-hmm. of it. But even more so than that, you have to accept the fact that it happens. You have to have empathy for yourself and say, yeah, I get angry. Okay, that happens. It's human, right? It's human to get angry
right.
at times. There's nothing wrong with getting angry. I mean, you can carry it too far, right? But so compassion means, okay, I get angry. I know it's normal to get angry. Now I'm going to apply something into my life that will dissipate the anger, that will get rid of the anger. Okay, I'm going to move from anger to something that feels better. I want to approach my life from a feel better place. So if it's anger, it depends on what you're angry about. Maybe because you failed at something or somebody pissed you off, right?
Right.
So if it's anger because of someone else did something to you, and I don't want to get – this is kind of like a deep discussion, but then you can move into forgiveness.
Right.
If you're capable of moving into forgiveness, if it isn't a big deal as you're, but you can move into forgiveness. But you can also apply compassion to that person by saying, "Yeah, I can understand why they got upset that day. I understand what happened to them. I know they're human, and I can be empathetic towards them because I know they're human. And I can show a little compassion, maybe smile, do whatever it is that, or just send them some love, if you're capable of it." Because I know
at
times we're not capable of, right? We don't want to do it. But you get there. We're human. We get upset. But when you go through the process to let go of the anger, you have to kind of recognize where the anger came from. And then you have to find things that feel better. And by forgiving the other person, not forgetting what they did, but forgive them and realize that I don't want to hold on to them. I don't want to hold on to this feeling about them because it's
mm-hmm.
not helping me, right?
Right.
Yeah, Spirit once described the lack of forgiveness or the need to forgive. You've taken that person, you've put them in jail inside of you, and you continue to feed them and, with your frustration and your anger towards them. And all it's doing is making you sicker and sicker, mentally, physically, and emotionally, right? And spiritually, it's lowering your vibration. So you have to let them go. Forgiveness means I just let them go. They're human. They make mistakes. I'm just not going to let them make that mistake towards me again, right?
Right.
And send them to the light. Send them to the cornfields or whatever, right?
Right.
So, yeah. So how can you – I'm not – so are you upset about somebody right now?
No, not upset. Actually forgiving the
okay,
person.
Good. Excellent.
Yes. Actually
Excellent.
Forgiving the person and moving on.
That's good. As long as you kind of let it go, right? If you can let it go.
Right.
I'm thinking about you and your son in compassion, and this is kind of what I pick up about a child, is remembering back when you were young. You know what I mean by that? Because if a child makes a mistake and they frustrate you or they're doing something and you kind of reflect back on, yeah, I remember when I was that age. I did that stuff, right? That's having empathy, realizing where they're at in their stage of life, and that I made mistakes, that I did the same things. Or I did something very similar. And compassion would be, okay, now how can I help this person, help my son? But if they recognize
right.
that you went through the same thing, that you've had your problems, but this is how I got through it and this is how other people got through it, giving them that option, that choice, right?
Right.
Because, you know, when you act like you're so much better than a child, that or a young adult or whatever, that just kind of puts this huge distance between them because you come across as this authoritarian figure that isn't empathetic to them. And so you have to show empathy. You have to show that compassion, that understanding that what they're going through. I know I'm rattling on and on, and I don't know why I'm rattling on and on, but I am, so.
No, I mean, I get it. Because it helps to see you as a parent, the mirror, as you need to be a parent for yourself the same way.
Right. Because they know what they know because of what you taught them, directly or indirectly.
Right.
They pick up your habits. They pick up your belief systems. So if a child is speaking in a way that reflects their belief system, it's probably yours, but you need to recognize that because you probably implanted that unknowingly at some point in their childhood.
Right, exactly.
So it is a mirror. You're right. I agree with you 100% that when they act a certain way, it is mirroring what you probably, if it's indirectly, or they learned, maybe they learned it from their teachers or their peers or somebody else or another, you know, their father or siblings, but they still picked up their belief from somebody.
Right. Exactly.
And you can ask, do I believe that? I don't think I believe that. Ooh. Okay, so I'm going to let you go, but did I answer your question, or do you have any other questions or any follow-up
yes.
questions?
No.
Yes.
You answered the question. I guess you're going to get to how being more compassionate can make you help you manifest.
Right.
Yeah,
I have an article on that. I'm just going to get a little bit into the definition of compassion, and we'll jump into that, okay?
Okay.
Be well. Oh, thank you for calling. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let's move through this. Maybe my spirit guides won't talk today. We're gonna blitz through some articles. This is from Psychology Today, and they talk about compassion. So I'm just going to blitz through these articles, like kind of paraphrase them a little bit so you kind of get a basic understanding of what compassion is and that and the difference between that and kindness. And then we'll jump into a little bit more of an article about the law of attraction and compassion. So we'll do that. The definition of compassion, this is from Psychology Today, and I don't know the date of this. It doesn't matter. It's from Beverly Engel, an LMFT, licensed marriage family therapist. Aha, got it. Okay. The definition of compassion is the ability to understand the emotional state of another person or oneself. That oneself is really kind of a cool thing, right? Oneself. What is your emotional base? Now, my friend asked about the law of attraction. If you can understand your emotional base, now, I'm kind of deviating off the article, but this does apply to the law of attraction. You can understand where your emotional base, what is your emotions? And then you can look at your emotions from the aspect of where is it on the vibrational scale or the vibrational scale. Is it a really high emotion like love, empathy, compassion? Is it appreciation? Or is your emotional base more down on the negative, the anger, the frustration, the shame? What is your emotional base? And vibrationally, if you're at that low end of the scale, you have a really difficult time manifesting anything. Okay, so let me go through this. Often confused with empathy, compassion has an added element of having a desire to alleviate or reduce the suffering of another. Empathy, and the most, as most people know, is the ability to put oneself in another person's place. Although compassion and empathy are two separate things, having compassion for someone can lead to the feeling empathy for another person. Or you can go the other. You can have empathy and display it with compassion because it moves to action, right? The definition I like about compassion, which is not here, but it's that compassion is love in action. Compassion is love in action, and so can kindness be, because we won't get into the definition of kindness too much, but it's very similar. But yeah, it's the same thing. It's action. Compassion or kindness are love in action. Although the above is accepted definition, compassion, I believe that having compassion for someone involves in more than putting yourself in their place and generally wanting to understand or help them. It involves beginning to have a totally different perspective when it comes to how you perceive others. For example, instead of assuming that the reason someone has done something that hurts you is because they are selfish or inconsiderate, assume instead that they have a good reason for doing it. Like we talked about that. I talked to the lady that, yeah, why is your son doing this? Well, the reason is because of their belief system. For one thing, they do what they believe. They know what they, you do what you know, right? You do what you know. This idea is based on Marshall Rosenberg's philosophy that can be difficult at first to buy into it. Can be difficult to buy in at first, but when you think about it, you don't usually have a good reason. You usually have a good reason when you do something, even if you may seem it inconsiderate to someone else. Yeah, you usually have a good reason. Let's say you are worried about your child's health. You took her to the doctor, and he decided to take tests in order to rule out a serious disease. Later that day, you're walking down the street, preoccupied with your daughter, and an acquaintance passes you and says hello. You say hello in return, but because you're so deep in thought, you don't stop to chat. Later on, you hear the acquaintance felt insulted because you snubbed her. Even though it was not your intention to snub this person, you had a very good reason for your behavior. The acquaintance assumed the worst. Unfortunately, this is what most of us do. We assume the worst. Learning to have more compassion involves making that radical shift to assume the best in others. That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Making that radical shift to assume the best in others. Not, I know that's not easy. I agree with you. You're raising your hands going, oh, I don't think that's all the easiest thing to do, right? If the acquaintance had assumed the best, she would have concluded it wasn't personal, that you must have been preoccupied, and she would have been right. And we do that all the time. We see somebody we're talking to. We walk by, we smile at somebody in the street, or somebody we recognize, and they don't spend, you know, they it seems like they're ignoring us, but they're lost in space, right? They're in their own little world. Absolutely, 100%. So you have to recognize that maybe because of somebody's preoccupation with something else, they're not attached to. So compassion would be that also. Does that make sense? I think it does. I think we're in a good place right now, right? Okay, so let's move on. We're going to move on quickly here. We got so much time. Kindness versus compassion. Kindness and compassion are related to human values. Both these human values are very important in society. And this is taken from the difference between .net. And it just kind of defines the differences between words. What is compassion? Is the feeling for someone suffering and wishing a speedy recovery. So the key, as I go back to what we talked about before, is the feeling for someone suffering, relating to that person. Compassion is the ability to feel for someone or have same feeling as that of someone else. What is kindness? It is the act when trying to help others in need. Kindness is also an act of trying to help others in their difficult situations. In kindness, a person may feel sorry for someone, but not reflect the suffering person's feelings. But with passion, a person may have the same feelings as that of the suffering person. A person having compassion will have the same feelings of happiness or sadness as the others. So the difference, what they're basically saying is that kindness, you don't always have that feeling. Okay, let me just a little bit more in this article, and we'll jump into more about the law of attraction. Look at the example that would clearly make up the differences between kindness and compassion. A person having kindness when seeing a homeless person begging on the street for food or money would provide the person with food or money and then continue on, right? Give them a dollar, give them a couple dollars, whatever you're going to do, give them a sandwich. Okay, so. But there's no emotional attachment in that, is there? The way they described it, there's no real emotional. There might be some sympathy, but no real emotional attachment, or not a deep emotional attachment. You'd probably be a little more define that. On the other hand, a person with compassion will stop by the person, talk to him or her, and understand his problems. He would ask what help he wants to have. However, the person with compassion will arrange some shelter for this person on the street. So, with compassion, you take it a step further. You talk to the person a little bit. You get to know why the person's there. Now, a lot of times compassion is a difficult thing to do because you don't want to take that step. You may not be comfortable like trying to help them find a shelter or whatever. So you do an act of kindness, but you're not necessarily empathizing and feeling, you know, compassion is motivated by really understanding their condition, their state. When comparing compassion to kindness, ooh, what did I do? Let's just go through the summary real quick, and then we'll go on to the other article. How much time do I have left? I have some time. I think I have time. I want to make sure I cover the article about the law of attraction and compassion. Okay, I will. I have time. Good. I don't want to miss this. Let's just do the summary, and this will move on to the other article. Then I have another unrelated article, or I want to take your calls, either or. Or I'll let my spirit guides talk to you for the last part of the show. Compassion is the feeling for someone suffering and a wishing them a speedy recovery for that person. It's the ability to feel for someone or to have the same feelings as that someone else. Interesting, huh? Same feelings. Kindness is an act when trying to help others in need of help. Kindness is also an act of trying to help others in difficult situations. When comparing compassion to kindness, the former has a deeper, more personal feeling. Let me read that again. I like that description, okay? When comparing compassion to kindness, the former has a deeper and more personal feeling. Compassion, no doubt, is a stronger feeling than kindness. There's more an involvement in the emotions of the other person when you're doing acts of compassion. You're more in tune to the other person. You're vibrationally connecting more with them. But you don't want to lower your vibration, because I've had this discussion with a friend of mine. Well, do you really need to lower your vibration when you show acts of compassion? No, you don't. You may for a moment, but you shift to a higher vibration quickly. In kindness, a person may feel sorry for some person, but will not reflect the suffering the person's feelings. But with compassion, a person may have the same feelings as that of the suffering person. Now, thinking about the law of attraction and the differences between the two words and your vibrational base, because the law of attraction is based on raising your vibration as high as you possibly can to be in that state of love, be in that state of kindness, be in that state of appreciation. If you're showing acts of kindness towards someone, you're not necessarily lowering your vibration, because you're not getting deeply emotionally involved with that person. You're not identifying with their low vibrational emotion, right? Well, compassion, you can. So compassion, you have to be careful about the feelings that are going on. Are you lowering your own feelings to show compassion? Or are you able to move quickly from, I understand their feeling, okay, I'm going to move over here to something else. I'm going to move to forgiveness, right? I'm going to move to hope. I'm going to move to kindness, where I'm going to do something, but not necessarily get emotionally attached to this person and have the emotional, lower vibrational emotions. Because the law of attraction is really about your vibrational place, your emotional place. Okay? Let me get into an article on this, because it's a little different, but it talks about the same thing. It is from thelawofattraction.com. Compassion is a strong component within many religions, cultures, and philosophies and households. However, no teaching of compassion is quite as well articulated and well developed as the Buddhist teachings on it. The way in which followers of Buddhism cultivate and practice this powerful quality is extraordinary, admirable even. In Buddhist teaching, Buddha is said to have described two qualities as being essential to the person's true enlightenment. Enlightenment, when you think about that word, you think about a high vibrational place. You think about that connection to the divine or Buddha mind, the Buddha essence or the Christ consciousness. So the two words are wisdom and compassion. Today's society, we probably associate these two qualities being opposites. Wisdom is considered to be a sign of strength and logic. Compassion is, on the other hand, is often thought of as just a wishy-washy emotion, one that can perhaps get in the way of logic. But this could be further from the truth. The law of attraction teaches that our lives are a reflection of what we put out into the universe. The vibration you put out is what you're going to get. You know, it's the thoughts that you think are what you're going to get back, come back to you. Compassion can have an important part to play in this. It helps us to no longer think in terms of me and you instead of think of terms of us. Okay, so if you think of it in terms of compassion for yourself and putting that energy out to the universe, what's going to be displayed back to you from the universe is compassion. The universe, God, spirit, whatever you call it, understanding your emotional state. If you're offering compassion, that's what you're going to get back. Understanding your emotional state, your place, your issue, your problem. Then in turn, because compassion is something that has to do with action, the universe will reflect back to you what you need. A new car, a new job, a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend. Whatever you're putting, if you're reflecting back and you're displaying compassion and you're a compassionate person, you're putting that energy out, you're getting that energy back towards you in the ways that affect your life and benefit you. Does that make sense? I think it does. Let's go on with the article. That was my own interpretation based on what I hear from spirit as I'm doing this. Okay, so it is about using your wisdom to free both yourself and others from suffering, as when people around you suffer, you do too. If compassion is the path to true enlightenment, then perhaps it is time to ask yourself, what does compassion mean to me? There are three important definitions of compassion. I know I'm rushing through this, and if you're with me on Facebook, I will post this to Facebook so you can read this for yourself. And I say, please join me there if you want, because I post all kinds of articles and interesting subject matter there if you want to, learn a little bit more about what I do. And I have some great friends on Facebook too that post things all the time, which I share, encouraging, uplifting. I kind of like Instagram myself because I get a lot of good friends or friends on Instagram. I call them friends, who post some really enlightening and encouraging things on Instagram. Okay, for a lot of people, the idea of having compassion for themselves is difficult to digest. After all, wouldn't that be considered selfish? Many people find it easier to show compassion for others, even complete strangers, rather than themselves. This may sound unusual. We claim to be selfish society, do we not? However, the reason for this is not too many people are afraid of turning inward to look. The reason for this is that too many people are afraid of turning inward to look at themselves, worried about what they may discover. Guilt, shame, anxiety, even self-loathing. Ooh, terrible. Those are horrible vibrations. You don't want to be in those vibrations, right? However, learning to have compassion for oneself and let go of the judgmental way in which we look at our own life will not only serve to improve your own life's happiness, the compassion that you show yourself will be reflected in treatment of others too. And going back to what I said earlier, if you reflect upon yourself and look into yourself and you see that there's guilt, there's shame, there's anxiety, there's self-loathing, compassion would be to understand those feelings and be willing to change those feelings to raise your vibration. So we're back again to the law of attraction. The more you raise your vibration to get into that vibration of appreciation and love for oneself and appreciation for oneself, the more you're connecting to the universe. In my writing, which I've been working on a book on this whole, basically this raising your vibration, is that if you can, I call it source energy. If you can raise your vibration to be in that magnetic field, they call it the magnetic field that's connected to the source, then you're in that place of manifesting whatever you want in your life, whatever is important to you. Okay, let me move on. Compassion and suffering. A compassion and suffering may sound far removed from one another, but they are in fact linked. The Dalai Lama defines compassion as being the wish that oneself and others be free from suffering. And this need to free ourselves and others from suffering that gives us the ability to emphasize the person's pain. This may sound like a negative thing, as nobody wants to become overwhelmed with the suffering of people around them. However, it is this need to help others that allows us to bear our own pain. It's living externally instead of living internally. being able to show compassion to others and demonstrating compassion to others helps to relieve your own suffering, helps to relieve you from that vibrational place of woe is me. But by doing things for other people, you become godlike. You become more like source energy. You're aligning yourself, and you're going to let go of your own suffering by helping other people. After all, how can we ever endure our own suffering? And we are unable to acknowledge the suffering of others too. So it's recognizing why they suffer. It's helping them. But also on the same time, when you get outside yourself and you're not a woe is me kind of person, but extending yourself for other people, you have that ability to let go of your own personal suffering. You can raise your vibration by helping other people. It's all about raising your vibration to get into that vibration of appreciation and love and compassion for yourself and kindness toward yourself and joy. I guess joy is the biggie. I forgot the word joy, but it's a biggie. We want to get into the state of joy and having fun and enjoying life. And sometimes helping somebody else, we can have fun doing it. It can be fun to help somebody else. It can feel good. It raises that vibration of feeling good to help somebody else. You get that good feeling after assisting somebody else, right? Showing compassion, helping somebody else. So you're raising your own vibration and observing somebody else's suffering. Okay, I'm doing a lot of editorializing, but that's what spirit motivates me to do here, I believe. Okay, let's move on to the next part of the article, which is all related to this, right? Compassion and freedom. I like that word freedom. That's a cool word, isn't it? Freedom. Isn't that we all trying to seek at some levels freedom? Freedom from a lot of things, right? Compassion can be a liberator. Compassion breaks down barriers and joins people together on a human spiritual level. When we feel compassion for others, how can we ever be alone? Think about that. If you're indifferent to everybody around you and you see somebody suffering or having a problem and you go, whatever, that's their problem. You're disconnected, right? You're absolutely disconnected from the other person or people around you. But you decide, I'm going to show. Now, kindness works here too. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But kindness works here. Let me finish the article and we'll talk a little bit more about that. The powerful thing about compassion is that it can bend and remold the usual rigidity of world's rules and restrictions. It can travel above and beyond the labels that we give to ourselves and each other. It is free to roam into even the darkest corners of the world. Having compassion is having the worldview that we are all here together. We're all into this together, and that lives of those around you is impacting your life and vice versa. That is why to activate our own happiness must strive for the happiness of others. Think about that for a moment. You know, you think about things that are happening in the world and let's say, for example, the shootings in Texas just yesterday, I guess it was. That deprived them of their happiness. That pulled them out of their happiness. And observing that sort of situation has the same impact. It can have the same impact on us because we can have compassion for them, but also we can feel sad for them. So think about that. I mean, it's kind of a roundabout way. But showing love, showing compassion is a way of unifying people and helping people. We all contribute to creating the reality that we live in. So by working together and looking out for the emotional frequency of those around you, I love that. Looking out for the emotional frequency of those around you. You know, the more that you help them raise their vibration, the more you're focusing on raising their vibration and your vibration, it makes it a nicer place to live, doesn't it? The higher the vibration of everybody in the community, the more cooperative the community is, more love that is being extended in the community, more compassion, more kindness, more appreciation, more joy, being happy. You're helping to make the reality that you live that is much better. What about compassion for the darkest of the dark? Wars, violence, terrible cruelty. That is something that only the best practice teachers can teach us. But for now, in your immediate life, compassion for your families, your friends, your neighbors, the people who pass you on the street, learning to have greater compassion for them will now prove your own for the most positive, most enlightened way forward to happier life. You know what? I'm going to stop there. We're done with the article, practically done with the article. So I think you got something from that about showing compassion to yourself and to others, how that raises your vibration and puts you in a vibrational match to what you want. Because what you want is a high vibrational, but you got to get there. And so using compassion can help you get to that vibrational place. So much time do I have? Oh, I have a caller. Hopefully we're on the same track here. I was going to let my spirit guides. We'll take a call, 210 area code. And then we'll let them talk to you about compassion and world affairs, okay? If I have a couple minutes for them to speak. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Whom am I speaking to?
Justin from Texas.
Yes, Justin. Yes, Justin. Justin, what's going on?
Not much. I just called in and I just barely got to listen into the show, but I was just calling about that. You were talking about the, you know, vibration, like, and
okay.
I know that definitely the Earth's vibrations are kind of out of whack, I feel. And, but with relationships, you know, of all types, love, family, I feel like separation has been, big one. Like, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's a test of character, but it's almost like when you lose, like when you're in a seven pinnacle and you lose people, places, and things, like what no longer serves you falls away from you. It seems something like that with the relationship. Like,
okay.
I said, not just love, family, and it puts me in a little funk. So maybe you could tell me a little bit.
I'm missing the question behind all that. I'm not. I know that you're articulating what your feelings, but is there a question behind that?
Well, do you feel like what do you feel the energy for? I'm trying to see how to ask it. I don't know. It's one of the lonely times in life. You know, when it seems like everything is. It's a paranoia almost.
Okay. Let me just answer that real quick. And it goes back to this is what I get. And I have really about a minute to do this. And hopefully, you know, what you probably need is a longer session with someone on this whole topic, but or somebody to discuss this with. But when a person's lonely, they're disconnected. They're disconnected from other people, right? That's the basic. You've disconnected for a reason. And so when I'm talking about compassion here, it's compassion is looking for other people, looking for situations where you can extend yourself. And that's a way of raising your vibration, is getting outside your own situation, moving into a situation of assisting somebody else so that you move away from your own personal problems, your situation. You turn your problems over to the universe, God, spirit, wherever you say it, and you say, okay, I'm going to turn this problem over to you. I don't have a solution. I don't have an answer. I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to now go and extend myself and to be assistance to others, which that, in a sense, puts you in a solution mode.
Right.
Versus being in a problem mode, you move into solution mode by becoming a solution, helping others. And that aligns you with the universe of receiving solutions from yourself. Okay? And that's a real quick one, but you might want to think about that. I have to let you go. I have to move on. But I appreciate your call. It was a great call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now. I know. When you only have a few minutes on the show, that's that great topic, great concept. Wish we could have spent more time on it. Okay, then we got another call, 710, and then I think we'll be pretty much wrapping up for the day. Hello.
Hello, I just came on. I was just listening.
Okay, you just want to listen? That's fine. Whom am I speaking to?
Sandy.
Sandy, I'll let
How
you listen.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Is your week starting off well?
Yeah, I've been actually making progress.
Excellent. So I'm going to go back to my topic. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk about compassion for a minute. So I'll let you go. Be well. Have a good week. Have some fun. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, so we got about 5 minutes. So I'm going to let them talk through to the end of the show. About let them, if they want to, talk about compassion. Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers and masters that I've been channeling for years. And ground and let them talk. That's an interesting topic. We would have to say to you, yes, compassion. How does that lead to a better world, to a more unified world, a more loving world, to a world that's full of appreciation for each other, a world that has less war, less conflict, you know, more harmony, more cooperation, all of those things, more compromise? Well, you know, you can meditate on it. We agree with that concept that you can meditate on peace. You can meditate on that. You can, as groups and population, you can meditate on it. But it's also, it does start with the individual, and it grows from the individuals. Compassion, kindness, generosity, appreciation are all qualities that individuals learn and keep close to them, and love, of course, George is saying love. Yes, love, of course, love. But it's something you teach. It's something you give to your children. You raise your families and your children and the people around you. If you're a teacher, you teach these qualities of compassion, of compromise, of love. So it's something that it grows from individuals, and it grows as part of a society. But it is, and it does start with the individuals. We have to say that how to change the world, it starts with the individual. And it starts with the individual and those who they have responsibility with of reflecting these qualities, teaching these qualities, and in some cases demanding these qualities from others so that it grows. You're never going to conquer war with war, but you can conquer war with compassion, with understanding, with appreciation, with compromise. So to answer that question from our perspective, it really does start with the individuals, and it grows and it spreads. The more and more people that are compassionate, the more and more people that are generous and considerate and kind and loving, the world shifts. The world will shift. So we would encourage those who listen to us, listen to spirit, listen to the divine, listen to whatever you teach, these teachings, to make it their practice and encourage others to make it their practice. Practice to raising your vibration, to live from these qualities of kindness, compassion, love. And we throw the word compromise in here a lot because we see an unwillingness to compromise in your society. But compromise is really, it's to compromise, you have to discuss. You have to appreciate each other. You have to respect each other. You have to respect another person's opinions. And you have to find common ground to compromise on. So there's an engage in conversation, not from just a point of view, but from the point of view that let's find some common ground. Let's find something that we can work on, that we can discuss, that we can compromise on. So by spreading that energy and teaching that energy and teaching that environment of appreciation, respect, camaraderie, compromise, that you're going to create a loving society, a more harmonious society, a society where people actually do come together and are willing to work out differences and find common ground. You're always going to have differences. But differences don't have to lead to war. They can just be different. And you can live in a harmonious society even with differences. So we'll leave you there. I know George is out of time, but that's our point about compassion and creating the world you want. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Oh, I got a few seconds left. Now, I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be here on Wednesday. Now, if you would like a session with my spirit guides, and my email address is there, my phone number is there, my website is there. I'd love to help you, and love my spirit guides would love to help you. So I love you guys. Have a beautiful rest of your day. I enjoyed being able to do this. Bye now.